Today on Job Talk, matching people's abilities to technology, wheelchair accessible transportation, how it's evolved and where it's headed. Hear the story of Alamo Mobility right now on Job Talk.
Hi, welcome to Job Talk. My name is Dave Forrest.
And I'm Doug Minard.
Each week, we have the opportunity to speak with people of various careers and interesting lifestyles. Today, it's no different.
We're talking with Ty Beck, who's general manager of Alamo Mobility in San Antonio, Texas. How you doing, Ty?
I'm doing great. How are you all today?
Great, Ty. This is Dave. Thank you very much for taking time out of your day to speak with us here on Job Talk. We often try to find people that have unique career fields, and you have one, but it provides such a phenomenal service to families. I know that firsthand. And why don't you share with our listeners exactly what Alamo Mobility does and the people that you serve?
Well, what Alamo Mobility does, we provide wheelchair-accessible transportation. Most of the time, all of us, when we go out to buy a car, we look at, you know, what color we like and sports car or whatever. But when you throw a wheelchair in the mix, transportation takes on a whole new meaning. And let me start kind of with my own story and how I actually came into this career field, because it wasn't a choice that I made in high school and say, this is what I'm going to do. My life started as a soldier out of high school, and I had a son born at Landstuhl, Germany in 1987 with a very pronounced chromosomal birth defect. And as I left the military and as my son grew and got older, which with his diagnosis and prognosis he should not have done, when he became too large for my wife and I to safely transport him or to transfer him, I'd been working for a Ford dealership at that time for almost 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I thought, great, Ford has a mobility motoring program, which they do, which is a phenomenal program. I'll call them and they'll be able to help me figure out how I'm going to get this transportation. Well, when I called them, I found that all that they had was financial assistance. They didn't have any guidance on actually what to do or how to do it. And as I started to research this and found out how difficult it was for people to figure out how to get a vehicle adapt, what could be done, what couldn't be done, I said to myself, I've been in the car business for 7 years. How do these other people figure it out? And that actually was the light bulb and the start of where gathering data, information to where people could come and we could educate them. There is no college, so to speak, to learn how to evaluate people for equipment. There's vendor schools, but there's no place where you can learn it. It's kind of experience and going through and staying on top of the game. So I'm going to say a couple of my favorite customers, one in particular, 19-year-old kid from Louisiana, ends up at Fort Sam Houston, and I go down, his caseworker asked me to come down and evaluate, and I went down and I was talking to him, and he's a triple amputee, so he lost both legs and an arm. When I got him back to the store, I picked him up at the base and brought him back to the store, started to find out what he wanted, and he's like, anything but a van. I can't see myself with a 19.
He is a 19-year-old kid.
Anything but a van. And so we proceeded to go out and look at inventory and stuff, and one of my vendors builds a Tonka truck, and it is a trademarked Mattel Tonka truck. It's a Ford truck. It's yellow. It's big, you know, 6-inch lift kit, huge tires and wheels. After a lot of work with the VA, their driver's evaluator and their driver's trainer and all of the stuff, we ended up sending this truck literally to Florida to get part of this stuff done, to California to get some of the other equipment done, some of the other equipment we did here locally to finish this. It turned out to be almost an 8-month project.
Wow.
And when it was done, he was 20, but a 20-year-old that lost both legs and an arm can be out there mudding and four-wheeling just like any other 20-year-old guy from the swamps of Mississippi or from Louisiana can be out there doing.
That's
you know,
great.
And he's back in Louisiana now, fishing and doing what he likes to do, but in a yellow Tonka truck. And who would have thought that with what he had, that could happen?
Well, that's fantastic. Hey, a couple of things. First of all, thanks for your service. You know, that sometimes goes unspoken, but we're also appreciative of folks who sign up and do their hitch in the military and keep us all safe. If you could kind of look into the future, what do you see the future for the kind of work that you do and additional research and things that need to be done that would make things even more accessible for folks with mobility issues?
As an example, one company converted the first sport utility, a Ford Explorer, to be completely wheelchair accessible, which, again, that goes back to people don't want vans. Because of the age demographics that are coming, that are in play and coming in and going to be growing over the next 10 years, there is just a lot of stuff that's being developed, engineering, coming down the pipeline. I don't see that the industry, I mean, the industry has evolved so much from literally Alamo Mobility started with kind of a mom-and-pop shop. It was two employees, a welding iron and a cutting torch, and going in and modifying vehicles and building equipment and fabricating to what we have today. And the modernization of the whole industry and the monies that are being invested into the research and to be able to adapt more vehicles and help more people that didn't think that they could do. As an example, Zach Parker with the yellow Tonka truck, if that same situation had happened 20 years ago, when he came in, I would have had to say, I'm sorry, the only thing that you're going to be able to have any independence is that van.
I'm anxious for that day where someone comes in and says, you know, I want a Corvette Stingray. Dan Tosca can say, all right, let me think about that and I'll get back to you.
Well, you know, depending on a person's abilities, that actually is not even completely out of the question anymore, because a company named Bruno makes it's called a valet seat, and this seat actually pivots, comes out of the vehicle and lowers down. In this case, it wouldn't need to lower down any. We could engineer it to raise up instead of lowering down. If they had the ability to transfer, we could get them in the car.
That's great.
And we could put, you know, some of our hand controls that are on the market today, we're accustomed, most people, if they think of hand controls, they're thinking of the kind of shiny steel apparatus that they may have seen underneath the steering wheel. But a lot of the hand controls today that are available on the market, I tell you, they will rival the cockpit of a fighter jet.
Wow.
You know, a company has what they call a ghost ring, and it's a ring that we mount on the steering wheel that the accelerator is actually in the ring of the steering wheel. So you just push down with your thumb to accelerate and brake.
Oh, that's great.
And as I see the technology going, at some point, it'll almost be like a remote control car. Where you literally have a spinner knob in your hand with a toggle on it to accelerate and a toggle to brake. You know, just technology has just come so far. If they can drive a Humvee in the mountains of Afghanistan from Washington, the technology is there to help the public.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
It's going that way. And I mean, the technology is being shared to do that.
That's awesome. We've been talking with Ty Beck, who's general manager of Alamo Mobility in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you, Ty, so much for spending some time with us today. This has been interesting and informative and a little uplifting, too.
It is. Ty, thank you for taking time out of your day today, and best of luck to you at Alamo Mobility.
Thank you, and I appreciate y'all's conversation today.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for spending time with us today. We hope to hear from you next week.
Yeah, in the meantime, leave us a note on the blog and or send us a note at dave@jobtalkradio.org or doug@jobtalkradio.org.
Dave takes the good notes, Doug takes the bad notes.
I take the high road, Dave takes the low road.
It's a journey. It's a four-wheel drive journey. Hey, thanks again for being with us on jobtalkradio.org. We hope that you'll go to our website, leave a note, post a blog, send us an email. jobtalkradio.org.
That's jobtalkradio.org.